GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and Jim LeBrec is our tech advisor on energy. That's Jim LeBrec CMS. Stands for Carbon Mitigation Specialist, on line three on the PDQ door telephone line. Jim, welcome back to GHRT. I don't know, is this going to be a double duct tape session of our program today?
Rick, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I forwarded to you the note that we got in our McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com.
You've got mail.
Headline here, new study release. Maine's solar program provides significant cost savings, job creation, and emission reductions. There's a subheadline, new analysis finds the net energy billing program has generated $60 million in economic activity, with the potential for nearly $800 million more. And it talks of this study that came from the consulting firm Daymark Energy Advisors. We sent it to you. The title of the study is Costs and Benefits of Maine's Net Energy Billing Program. It says costs and benefits. That leads us to believe that someone looked at a profit and loss statement on some of these things. What did you make of this study?
The same as all other studies. Remember, there was another study like that just a while back that I did a story on with you on this radio show. And then again, I'll ask the same questions on this study as the last one. Who pulled the money out of their pocket to pay for the study, Rick?
I looked in one of the paragraphs. Listen to how this is worded. The study was conducted after the Maine Public Utilities Commission released a report last year showing the NEB program's impact on utility revenues. I had to read that twice. I thought the study was commissioned by the Maine Public Utilities. I cannot see in this headline anywhere or in this initial news release who commissioned the study, but I can guess why.
Yeah, it was a major solar concern that paid for the study. And then the second question we have to ask is, where's the peer review for the study? There's no peer review for it. So I don't bother to even look at those details. The other thing, Rick, is that these claims that they're making regarding, first of all, let's explain what net energy billing is. Net is your solar panel makes a little electricity, and I don't mind, you know, somebody getting paid or not using power from the grid if they want to use their own generated electricity. But net energy billing, you get paid to use the grid. So the more people that don't pay in to support the grid, the more that people are left on the grid have to pay to make up for those that aren't paying. Plus, they have to pay out of their own pocket an additional fee to pay solar people to use the grid. That's completely unfair. So if you remember, this whole net energy billing was the Dow Bill 1711, which I mentioned on this show time and time again. And then what happened? I said, there's going to cost the state in the first year $170 million. I said that since the beginning of that bill over a year ago. And then the PUC come up and they come up with $160 million is what it's going to cost. So the PUC findings are different than what this report, the study by this special interest solar concern is telling us.
If we want a clue as to who commissioned it, go to the final paragraph of the news release. Quote, the Daymark study now gives us a solid basis for discussion about the benefits of the NEB program, said Jeremy Payne, executive director of the Maine Renewable Energy Association. Continuing his quote, policymakers can now make decisions about the future of the program through a full accounting of its costs and benefits. Let me stop there. Jim, this is your bailiwick. Do you think that this study offers a full accounting of the cost and benefits of the NEB?
No, absolutely not. You know, these are all ridiculous studies. The most ridiculous one I remember is one that the city of Bangor paid Revision Energy $7,000 to write a report on whether solar would be any good or not for the city of Bangor. Well, Revision Energy is the largest solar installer in the state of Maine. You know, what if you went to Quirk Auto and said, hey, do me a study on Chevy trucks. what do you think? How do you think that report would come out, right?
I got that. Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy. If we could, before we run out of too much time, let's pivot to the bill that's coming up before Maine's legislature very soon. And you've told us about these. The phrase that I saw was super pollutant refrigerants or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The refrigerants that you have in your home refrigerator, car air conditioner, heat pumps, supermarkets, whatever, are extremely potent chemicals. They're one pound of some of these chemicals is equal to 4,000 pounds of CO2. And there's legislation all over the country. And yesterday there was the hearings on this in Augusta. Oh, before I get into that, Rick, I just want to back up and say one very important thing regarding net energy billing. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I get this across because it's so important for the people. You know, I talked about the net energy billing is where, you know, people with solar are paid by people that don't have solar, and the ones that can't afford solar are the poor people. So I say that net energy billing works good until the rich people run out of poor people's money.
Got right? it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now, and then one more thing regarding that, we'll get on to the, is that yesterday, the Energy Utility Committee had a whole bunch of bills that are contrary to what this study was. LD 709 was taken up yesterday to provide a brief moratorium on certain net energy billing arrangements and to examine the costs and benefits of net energy billing. And then they had LD 249, an act to eliminate the current net energy billing policy because it costs so much. And then LD 634, an act to cap the value of contracts for renewable energy resources and distribution generation resources. So they have they had a whole bunch of bills that are all contrary to what this report was. So back on to the other subject of super potent chemicals. Mm-hmm. There's a real big problem. I don't usually talk about what I do on the show. After 12 years of being on your show every single week, I don't say much about what I do. But one of the things I've been working on for many years is in these supermarkets, which are one of the largest energy consumers in the country, they spew out a lot of refrigerants. There's a lot of great big high-pressure vessels that have miles of pipes tied to it and everything. And I've got it down to from a great big room where you need cranes to lift this big equipment into little teeny cubes that two men can pick up that are only 2 foot by 2 foot. And four of them run, a decent size supermarket like G&M and supermarket there in Holden, as an example. That's close by here, or Trenton's in Farmington, or Blue Hill, the new Blue Hill Co-op. And I'm putting new ones into a Shop and Save in Buxton and so forth. And but these little modules only cost the store $75,000, which is half the price of what they would pay for a big compressor system, and it offsets, it saves the equivalent of installing $1.2 million worth of solar panels. $75,000 they save putting it in, and it saves $1.2 million worth of solar panels. Well, the bill that they have before the legislature right now that was on hearings yesterday would wipe out the refrigerant that I'm using because of all the matrix of the energy and thermal evaluations I had to give this process. And it would set me back, or set the customer back, where he would be then offsetting $1.2 million worth of solar panels out there in the field. So right now, say G&M Market has my system in, and they're saving the equivalent of $1.2 million worth of solar panels. And if this bill passes, then that would be wiped out. They would have to put in $1.2 million worth of solar panels to save the same environmental impact as what the G&M Market over there is doing right now.
Okay. The point that you just made, do you know, did that even come up when this bill was discussed in committee yesterday? Did anyone bring up that?
This matter here, there was no technical presentations whatsoever. But Jeff Hanley over at, on the committee. He used to be on the Energy Committee. He's on the Environmental Committee right now. He asked the committee to request that I be there at the workshop next week. So I'll have a chance to educate the committee on the very complex matrix of factors that you have to consider. You can't just look at the refrigerant that has a high potential of global warming. You have to look, if you use one with less potential harmful effects to the environment, then if it takes a lot more energy and you got to spew a lot more CO2 out of the power generation facilities, and you take a lot more pounds of this stuff, that can set you way back.
Well, let me ask you something, because someone's going to wonder this. If I'm hearing you correctly, this bill would change the way that grocery stores operate in our state. If they have to make changes, they've got to make up the money somewhere. What's going to happen to the cost of my cream corn?
Well, if this bill was passed the way it is, it's the cream corn is going to cost a lot more, because one of the biggest expenses in supermarkets is energy, because the supermarkets in this country are the largest commercial energy consumer in the country. And so that would have a significant impact on energy. It would certainly offset a lot of solar panels. So there's technology here. For instance, I've got technology that I've been working on for years, proven, rock-solid technology that can reduce the energy costs. You take that G&M market over in Holden, they don't even have a furnace to burn oil. All the heat that we heat that building with comes from ice cream. The heat we pull out of ice cream, frozen food, meat, and so forth, that's what heats the whole building.
Jim, a listener wants to ask, and this is the way they wrote it, not just supermarkets, any kind of cooling, like in your car or in your home, that will have to be changed out with a new refrigerant because of this bill?
Yeah, they eventually it will be. They will allow... The new amendment that was recently put in the bill yesterday would allow you to hang on to the system that you have until it needs some significant repair that I think exceeds 40% of the cost of the unit, or the value of the unit. But next time you change out a system, you'll need to put in a more expensive system.
All right. Now, a listener sends this note to us, and they want to make sure that they heard you correctly. You're going to go to Augusta, and you're going to talk to lawmakers about some of the technical aspect and why this bill is not as sound as it sounds. Is that the case?
Yes.
When are you going to do that?
When they have the workshop. I don't think they set a date yet, but it, you know, probably will come up on Wednesday. Okay. I won't be going to Augusta. I'll have to do it by Skype like everybody else.
All right. And do you think you're going to be able to, I'm going to take your side on this. I should be in the middle of the road, but I'm going to take your side. Jim, do you think you're going to be able to talk some sense into them?
I think when I show them pictures and show them some graphs of what the hard-hitting facts are, and that committee sounded eager to learn more. For instance, they wanted to know why heat pumps were exempt from this chemical, and they didn't know what the net impact was. I'll be able to, I've done that analysis way back when I worked for the governor, and warned power companies about those particular numbers, which I can share with you next week. And so I'll be able to give them a lot of technical information that they were not able to get at the hearing. And I've got 50 years of experience specializing this. This is my area of specialty in thermodynamics.
And we're glad that you share it with us each Wednesday morning here on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.